You are listening to Thoughts with Duvall. Please note that the views and opinions offered by Duvall are not those of the Pop Culture Network or its affiliates. And now your host, Duvall.
Hey guys, Duvall here with his first solo feature here on That New Toy Smell that I like to call Thoughts from Duvall. That's right. You know, I've been pretty famous for a lot of things on the show. One of those things being my exceptional rants, as Pixel Dan likes to call them. But you know what? There's a reason for my rants. I'm going to put this up front and say that the toy collection family of people, everyone who are huge toy collectors out there, are probably some of the most emotional people, as well as some of the most dedicated people on the face of this earth. Now, I want to get right into things today. I don't want to explain what this is going to be. Trust me, you're going to find out real quick. Now, over on our message boards, thepopculturenetwork.com, there's a member named Deca Prime who actually posted a story on Saturday morning. And basically, he got kicked out of a Toys R Us for basically interfering with a scalper's business. And I won't go into the story in detail. If you want to read the entire story, you can go over to popculturenetwork.com. You can check our message boards. If you're not a member, it's free. Sign up. There's a great, great amount of awesome people there. But Deca Prime basically watched a scalper yank a Masters of the Universe vs. DC Classics 2-pack out of a kid's hand. And Deca Prime got involved, snatched the toy back, gave it back to the kid, and basically told the scalper that he was being a jerk. Well, the scalper got mad and ran off, found a manager while Deca Prime was speaking to the mother. The manager comes back and basically sided with the scalper, decided that the scalper deserved the toy more than the child. Now, see, the kid was 9, Deca Prime says. He didn't know who He-Man was, but he knew who Superman was. You know what? That's cool. That's fine. That's no problem. That's the reason these two packs are in stores, are to introduce He-Man to a younger crowd, which wouldn't normally know about him. Because let's face it, the only people that really know about He-Man, well, we're mostly in our 30s and early 40s. And that is the honest-to-God truth. So anyway, this manager sided with the scalper, yanked the toy back, and basically told Deca Prime he was creating a disturbance and they had to leave. Okay, I've seen some of the comments, and you know, he's asking, did I do the right thing? And these guys are, yeah, you did the right thing. You know, and one of our good buddies, Fifth Rate, basically said the manager's always going to side with the customer with the most items in their cart. Let me tell you, that's BS. This goes back to the fact that I worked for Toys R Us here in Illinois, in Springfield, where we do the show out of, for 5.5 years as a manager. I've been in retail management 13 and a half years. Let me tell you something. I don't believe the customer is hardly ever right, because most of the time, somebody's trying to get something for nothing. Basically, this guy had four other two-packs in his cart, and he wanted this other one. You know why? To make a quick buck. Now, there's been a lot of discussion on a lot of other message boards about, you know, guys saying they're not scalpers, but they're buying 5 or 10 of this one item to sell on eBay because that's business to them. No. Let me tell you what. If it's business to you, you own a storefront. Killen owns a storefront. We, Killen Enterprises, the Pop Culture Network store, is an honest-to-God business. Okay, Killen doesn't just sell toys and comics. He does computer repair. He does a lot of other. He does video game system console repairs. You know, we deal with used video games. There are times when if Killen is out and he sees something that he can bring into the store and it's something that we can't normally get and we have customers who would rather come to us and pay a little bit more, he's going to go buy the thing. Case in point, the last Walmart wave of DC Universe Classics. We still have 2 complete waves in there. And you can say that we're scalpers, but here's the deal. This Walmart wave is still in Walmarts today. You can still go into a Walmart and find most of this wave. Yes, the popular figures are gone. Joker, some of the other popular figures in that line, Beast Boy, you know, they're gone. But you can still go find most of this line. Killen is an honest-to-God businessman. He goes in somewhere, he buys what he wants, and he sells it. We don't do crazy, ridiculous markups. If something is worth $100, and that's what it's going for on the second market, pretty much everywhere you look, we're going to sell it for close to that price. It's just how it works. This guy at Toys R Us was a scalper. Honest to God, plain and simple, idiot scalper. Now, this manager sided with the scalper. Obviously, it sounds to me like this manager and this scalper have been doing business for a long time, because this is how things work. We have scalpers that come into Toys R Us all the time. Most of them are Hot Wheels guys, which are some of the worst collectors in the universe. And these Hot Wheel guys, if you're not friends with them and you can't help them, they will degrade you and call you tons of names, anything you can imagine. That being said, the customer is not always right. As you can see, I'm getting off my topic. The customer's hardly ever right. Hardly ever. This customer was in the wrong. This mother was willing to buy this two-pack for this little child. And this manager basically said, you know what? I'm sorry. He had it first. No. This little kid had it first. You were the jerk that ripped it out of his hands, and now you're the idiot teaming with this jerk so he can make a quick couple hundred dollars, because he obviously doesn't have anything better to do than to live in his mother's basement. Now, don't read too much into that. I used to live in my mother's basement till I was about, 22. We won't discuss that, though. There were different things happening. It's a big deal. But, you know, it's one of those things that you just cannot honestly believe is happening. I mean, look at the fact that these two packs are causing such a ridiculous secondhand market freakout. I mean, it is some of the most ridiculous things I've seen. The Masters of the Universe Classics line, I love very much. I'm a fan of. But this line has caused more problems and more headaches when it comes to creating these amazing out-of-control fights between collectors that it boggles my mind. You know, and I'm not talking just any craziness. I am talking the most out-of-control things. I've seen Maddie's Facebook page, as everyone else has, and just scratched my head and laughed, because it's like, really? You guys are calling each other names like four-year-olds over toys. Really? Over toys? Seriously? Come on now. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm looking at eBay right now, and I'm looking at Masters of the Universe vs. DC Classics two packs, and there's a lot of them on here that, you know, end in 15 hours. You know, there's no bids. You know, they're pretty saturated on here. But you start going up and you start seeing, you know, $45-$50 buy it now. That's about $20 more. Okay, there's nothing wrong with making $20. Man, so far I haven't seen any ridiculous prices, since there's only two pages of auctions on here right now. Oh, well, never mind. Well, there's a couple of buy it nows, both packs for $90, $11 shipping. You know, that's not bad. I mean, if you wanted them, you want to pay $100, fine. But $125.99 for one 2-pack? Really? Seriously. You're really trying to sell that? While we're on the topic of eBay, that's a good segue to go right into the Mossman debacle. Now, Mossman's been talked about, you know, the guys talked about it on the podcast this past week. They talked about it on the show on Saturday. But when you go to eBay, the day that this thing sells out in a minute, and there is an auction on eBay for $1,500 for a Mossman figure. Really? I could understand paying that much money for a graded USS flag in an auction, if I had that kind of cash and wanted it bad enough and didn't want to open it, just wanted to display it. I don't condone buying graded toys. I think it's a joke. But if I wanted it that bad, couldn't find one sealed, wanted a nice version of it for a private personal collection, and I had the cash, I'd spend $1,500 on that. Because that thing was $100 when it came out. I couldn't afford it when I was a kid. Not many people could. But $1,500 for a 6-inch action figure, I apologize. That's out of control. This is where people become idiots. When they see the fact that, oh my God, this thing's sold out. Look, Mattel said they're going to do flocked and unflocked ears. And the flocked ears are going to be harder to find. So I'm going to buy up all the flocked ears I can and charge a ridiculous amount of money and hope someone stupid out there is willing to pay that much money for it. You know, gang, I take what I do seriously with toys. I love the fact that Pixel Dan and I and Killen and Dirt and Scotty Cash and you know, and Dave, all these guys, all the guys that contribute to the website of Pop Culture Network, Rob Bass, Chris Venn, all these guys, I love the fact that we get to do what we want to do. And I love the fact that everyone appreciates that we pretty much say how we feel. You know, we have great relationships with toy companies, and I have no problem telling Mattel that, you know, I understand this isn't entirely you guys' fault. I understand that people's ridiculousness over Mossman is not your fault. Something's got to be done. I mean, I understand they're reissuing them, but you know what? Reissuing a couple months in a row. I know that there's bigwigs at Mattel going, we don't want these figures hanging out in our warehouse. We don't want them on the website. I mean, look at this. We're constantly selling out. Yes, you're constantly selling out, but you're also constantly forcing people to choose, do I really want to deal with this headache every month because of Digital River and MattyCollector.com's website? Or do I just want to buy the few that I can buy and be happy? A lot of people are opting out of the line, or so they say. I don't know if it's true or not. I've only seen a handful of people saying, I'm selling my Masters collection. If you want it, they're loose. Here they are. Me, I probably won't sell mine. I'm hoping to get a Moss Man. You know, our buddy Rob Bass has got an extra one. I'm hoping to finagle it from Rob Bass. You know, Chris Vent was kind enough to hook me up with a Wonder Bread He-Man because, quite frankly, I screwed up my subscription last year when I tried to sign up for it. I never paid for it. That's my fault. I admit that. I admit that it's my fault. I admit that it was completely and utterly my fault. And, you know, I'm happy to have people that are willing to help me out and getting these figures. But there's only so much that you can handle when it comes to these figures. There's only so much you can deal with before you're like finally going, I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know, unfortunately, it's getting that way with Masters with a lot of people. It's getting that way with DC Universe Classics, especially when they keep going, hey, we're going to have another Walmart wave and it's going to have awesome figures. Or, you know, some of these lines are really hard to find. It's gotten that way with the Turtles line now that the last series of anniversary figures is starting to show up and people are going nuts over those. I mean, it's getting to be too much for an average collector that has, you know, small amounts of expendable income they can spend on their hobby every year, and the hobby just keeps getting more and more expensive. And at some point, the toy industry that is dealing with collectors is going to have to take a look at these things. I mean, you look at the high priced of some of Sideshow's 12-inch figures nowadays. Their Star Wars stuff is starting to hit $100 a pop. I mean, you know, yeah, that's great. They're importing Hot Toys stuff, but you're looking at $120, $130 bucks a 12-inch figure. I love Hot Toys product. I think they're amazing, but at some point it came down to me going, after I bought the last of my Iron Man from Killen, I went, you know what? The new Batman and the new Joker coming out, the DX stuff, that's great. I can't afford those. My wife would kill me. These new 2-packs, I think they're great. If I saw them at a Toys R Us and I had $60 and I could be like, you know what, I'm just going to pick these up so I can have them, I pick them up. But right now, I'm not buying them, man. There's no way, no shape, no how. Because if I bought those, my wife, once again, would kill me. And believe me, Scotty Cash has tried to talk me to go into ToysRUs.com and ordering these things. It's not going to happen. I tell you what, the industry keeps seeing these things happen. And so far, toy collectors have been more verbally saying, I'm going to do this, and not physically doing it. And that's fine. There's still going to be an industry. There's still going to be adult toy collectors, and that's all great and cool. But eventually, a lot of people are going to get the balls to go, you know what? I'm done. And enough people are going to turn away, and eventually the lines that we love are going to come to an end because, number one, of scalpers, because, well, they're idiots. And number two, just because people's emotions get the best of them and they decide they want to, you know, throw out these verbal obscenities over toys. And to me, just doesn't make sense, gang. All right, so there you go, gang. The first episode of Thoughts with Duvall. You know, I thought of that name. I thought it sounded kind of serious. And actually, it's just a show about me and my gripes. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed. As always, make sure you go to PopCultureNetwork.com to see all the latest and greatest news, reviews from us, from the Pop Culture Network, VG Losers, That New Toy Smell. Make sure you check out all the great shows we've got on there right now. And also make sure you check out our official store. You can go to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on the store button and check out all the great products we have in the official Pop Culture Network store. So until next week, gang, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll be sure to have more thoughts next week. Peace out.